Thousands of Somalis have fled to this camp near the Ethiopian border this year, as a prolonged drought has made it impossible to make a living at home.
I moved here because in the location where we lived before, we used to get water from wells. The wells have since dried up. I am here so I can be closer to both the water supply and the town.
Somalia has not had a stable government since 1991, when its military leadership was overthrown. Since then, Islamist militants have battled the central government, fostering terror across the country in their effort to establish an Islamic state. The violence has forced people from their homes and fields and has exacerbated food shortages.
There is an offensive against the insurgents, the Al-Shabaab militants, in some parts of the region and in Bayan Bakor regions. So a lot of people are displaced from their homes as a result of those crises. So that increases the number of the IDPs that were already vulnerable to this drought.
The government has been fighting to reclaim the territory held by the terrorist group Al-Shabaab. A recent U.S. drone strike killed the group's leader, but road access to some of these places remains insecure.
Somalia, as a country, had a very difficult situation and circumstances where many communities were cut off from health services because of accessibility and security.
The United Nations has begun an airlift of urgent food and medical supplies into southwestern parts of the country that were controlled by the militants until March of this year. Many children in those areas have not been vaccinated yet.
The first child got measles when he was six. He developed high fever and had diarrhea. And after 10 days, he developed a skin rash. He's lucky to have survived. My three other children also contracted measles at the age of four and had the same symptoms.
Somalian journalists meeting in Mogadishu have discussed what they could do to help stabilize the country.
We are Somali journalists. I think we are the most, it's important for us, for peace. And we need reality, because every day journalists were killed in here, in Somalia, and also wounded. Some journalists fled the country. So I believe we need peace.
The meeting coincided with the release of German-American journalist Michael Scott Moore, who was kidnapped by Somali pirates more than 2.5 years ago. Claritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.